Drag Your Show Show with Peaches and DJ Motai.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Beezy, the Southeast Beast.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Jack Freeman, H-Town representative.
It's your boy D-Lo, man.
It's Cab the Dumb, man.
What's good? Space City, the great city. It's your boy, Ruth Williams.
Hi, this is Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Brad Gilmore Show on demand.
Yeah. Oh, I like that one. That, we're innovators, Motai. Synchronization.
Innovate these nuts.
Shut up, Peaches. How you doing, though?
I'm trying to take a nap.
You're trying to take a nap? Anyway, we have a good show for y'all today, every day. Everybody.
We have a good show for you every day.
Every Monday.
Every Monday. You should listen to it every day this week, though.
And you should. And you should go to bradgilmore.podbean.com if you're listening on iTunes. Give us some hits over there. But if you're listening on bradgilmore.podbean.com, you should go over to iTunes and rate, review, and subscribe on there.
Can you update that?
iTunes?
Can it be a dot com?
Yeah. I'll get that done.
Thank you.
We're going to dot com it here. I've been meaning to do that.
Or you can visit tatalipeaches.com.
Or y'all can pitch in on the domain name and I'll buy it.
Who are you talking to? I have a domain name.
No, I'm talking about for the Podbean.
For the Podbean?
You have a dot com. Just put show after it.
What do you? It's not that easy, girl.
You can
anyway.
You can backslash show.
All right, we'll figure it out. But we have a good show for y'all today. But before we talk about the guests and the show we had today, any of y'all have anything coming up? Any events y'all want to plug?
I'm going to be on GMT Radio with Britt Trousseau on October 1st.
Okay,
and,
cool.
Basically, I'm going to be unveiling some new stuff that I'm working on.
Oh, Trousseau gets the exclusive?
Yeah.
BG doesn't get it?
I'm not even a guest on my own show. Brandon came on the show with his group. I ain't never came on the show.
Oh, ain't we got to do that again soon.
We're going to do that again.
Yeah.
You can come on the show.
You want to come on the show?
Let me get some more stuff together.
Once you get some more stuff together, let's talk about it in October.
I'm trying to drop a trap documentary by the end of the year.
I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah.
Motai, you have anything coming up?
Not this week. Well, actually, no. Yeah, this Friday. I'll be at Star Sports Bar in Katy.
Next to that bar.
And I guess, you know, if you out tonight, you can come to Debonair Lounge.
Oh, yeah, make sure y'all come out to Cafe 4212 Debonair Lounge.
I'm actually helping with the booking on that now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
News to me.
Can I plug something?
Yeah, that's what this is for.
Plug it.
All right, what's up?
So, you know, I'm a DJ also.
Are you?
I'm a sound engineer.
Yes, are you?
I am. And I run live sound.
Do you?
So if anyone wants to put on a show, you know, hit me up. Email
You need
me.
Live sound.
Yeah, if you
for
need
your
live
event.
Sound, of course. Yeah.
Look at
I will
you.
Provide speakers, microphones, monitors.
All the good
everything.
Shit.
And I will do the mixing myself as well.
Everything.
You just got to give me some money.
Yo, for any inquiries,
everything.
Go to dj.motai.
Live.com. I'm
live.
Kylie's manager.
What the hell?
dj.motai at live.com. That's MOTAI.
Yes.
If y'all want some sound stuff.
And, I was trying to become his manager right quick.
Yeah, make sure, like I said, listen to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand every Monday. Download me and Tyler's band, 2011's new project, 20 Summers at 20-summers.com. I actually filmed a scene for an upcoming movie I have a little cameo in. So that's a Live, Love, Laugh. Shout out to DJ Young Sam for that one. And, you know, Debonair Lounge every Monday. Entertainment World Champion stuff is on the, I'm on the rise. Mm-hmm. We're all on the rise individually, which means we're on the rise collectively. That's the Brad Gilmore show.
That means that Brad's going to have to stop talking in the intro. Tyler, we need to take over a show.
We do.
Hey, it's easy.
Just tape his
There's
mouth.
Two of y'all. There's one of me.
Just go unplug his mic right now.
No, we have King Henry on the show today.
Mic right now. Unplug it. Did you
and
take it
we're
going
to be back
take it
on
it
the
off? No, 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 no. Take it off. Take it off. Take it off.
DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music
no,
Mix now.
No, he's off.
Yeah,
he's off.
I don't trust these bitches. I don't trust these bitches. Fuck these bitches. I just fuck these bitches. I don't trust these niggas. I don't trust these niggas. Fuck these niggas. I just fuck their bitches. I don't trust these bitches. I don't trust these bitches. Fuck these bitches. I just fuck these bitches. I don't trust these niggas. I don't trust these niggas. Fuck these niggas. Fuck these niggas.
these niggas, I don't trust these hoes. No. Got your bitch the trick and spent it all on clothes. Skinny nigga, but my pocket swole. Real niggas get pussy, pussy niggas get exposed. My main bitch on some other shit. So I been fucking with my other bitch. Not my side hoe, I'm talking about my other bitch. I don't know her name, but I fuck her like I love the bitch. She fucked the click, that's a flipper chick. She hopped up on that pole and did a stripper kick. I can get you paid, is you with it, bitch? She hopped up on that stage, I told her, get it, bitch. Now she stripping, stripping, so I'm tipping, tipping, tipping. Partner in the kitchen, he be whipping chickens. Almost caught a charge, I was tripping, tripping, tripping. You would think I knew gymnastics, how I'm flipping bitches. I don't trust these bitches, I don't trust these bitches. Fuck these bitches, I just fuck these bitches. I don't trust these niggas, I don't trust these niggas. Fuck these niggas, I just fuck their bitches. I don't trust these bitches, I don't trust these bitches. Fuck these bitches, I just fuck these bitches. I don't trust these niggas, I don't trust these niggas. Fuck these niggas, I just fuck their bitches. Niggas brag on bitches that ain't even bad. I let her ride my roller coaster with no season pass. Yo, bitch chose me, nigga, why you mad? She call me Usher when I fuck her, cause I got it bad. Started at the bottom, now I'm at the top. Even when she on the bottom, yo, bitch, give me top. Don't fuck with you, I fucked your bitch, now that's an even swap. She say he a rapper too, but he not even hot. I hit her one time and she fell in love. I got that dope dick like I'm selling drugs. Now you know I gotta keep it real. Like Kurt Cobain said, baby, keep it trill. Smoke so much weed, you would think I grow it. Pocket full of money, I don't even show it. Flossing all your money, you don't even do it. Realest nigga in the city, you ain't even know it. I don't trust these bitches, I don't trust these bitches. Fuck these bitches, I just fuck these bitches. I don't trust these niggas, I don't trust these niggas. Fuck these niggas, I just fuck their bitches. I don't trust these bitches, I don't trust these bitches. Fuck these bitches, I just fuck these bitches. I don't trust these niggas, I don't trust these niggas. Fuck these niggas, I just fuck their bitches.
Emotions in the poet. Rock and roll is in my soul, and rap is the component. To outreach and outspeak and reach up to a mountain. Speak to know for sure the word of mouth. My name is what you always speak. I ain't never geeking, homie. I'm just trying to be that dude to come through town and shut it down. You be up on your local news. Never blue singing, but always hell raising. Or party rocking, hip hop, or living in no genre nation. To these other artists, I never find relations. But I hear these accusations, they're the blatant fabrications.
Like that one dude trying to sound like Three Stacks.
And that white dude, he just trying to be black.
None of that is fact, and all of that is fiction. So search our name to load the track, and then you take a listen. Then you start to figure we the gift to keep on giving. To be the best, you gotta beat everyone that's living.
See, when Whitney died, they said that all the legends dead and gone. But minds changed as soon as they heard the 2011 song. I'm trying to live a life with no one else needed. Track hungry, then I feed it. A virgin record, I seed it. Shake it up, let it explode. Something along the lines of my career about to go. It's 2011, back with Mo, unless the crowd didn't know. Career started on the ground, but now I'm looking at the flow. And whoa, I kill beats like I heal skill feet. It's a dream to be in the presence every time that I speak. Waiting for a leak for about a week like they were new damn shoes. And I'm just doing Mission Impossible like Tom Damn Cruise. I leave the whole track bruised and let them might be my muse. Pulling verses out these tracks that they record to a fuse. I'm taking rappers out these spots like soul trucks. Hottest things in solo cuts in case you didn't know what's up.
Take time.
when all this means, and find the way to help you make it through. You gotta let it flow.
Long nights trying to keep up with my thoughts. Cheaping reefer just to keep the reaper off my porch. Yeah, I'm thinking about a Porsche. Got my mind on the money working, got me stuck behind. But the time ticking, burning off the clock. I'm learning on the spot, simultaneously not trying to be targets of a journalistic plot. Dreams by the plenty have been murdered at the dock. Where the man is taught to fish and I'm earning what I got, motherfucker. Get it, you got it, I'm good with it. I'm telling you, Rizzo ride it. They talk with they bullshit. And Roosh really be skull splitting. I'm spitting out, I ain't seen it. And it's a win it if you ain't with it, get to believe. Because this is how it goes. Wake up in the morning, brain is stimulated. Better make it for the yawning. Otherwise, you were just another guy who could have done it but never did it. And now you have been sent to the mind.
Everybody in the game lace trying to ball. I'm in my shooter shirt, game face, waiting on my name. Pacing my time like coach, you gotta call it blend. Needing room to rest, shit, they got a style. Haters can't beat my score, man, they got a foul. 7 Mile, this is rap school on Adderall. Swallow emotions, blowing off thinking. That's why I'm smoking. And while I'm drinking, days been weakin'. I can't wait for the weekend. How to balance my lows, I've hardly breaking even. Life's a bitch, I stay strapped, case I see another day. Fucked up like sex on the ceiling. Born with a bad hand, shuffle I'm dealing. Giving no splits, a banana, then I'm peeling off. Oh, yeah. Oh, what a feeling to be closer to a million.
Attention deficit, no reference to Wale. Late years composed of hard days. High definite, repping it with my delegates. They speak for me cause you can't speak with the president. What I'm up against now is having my spine to the sky. If I get shot down, my soul flies. I never love again, cause I never trust a bitch. Murder's all she wrote, and that was on the first attempt. Ever since, been tense, focused to find me. Sorry if it's bogus, I'm older, son, don't mind me. Say it's a one in a million chance that they sign me. So I'ma be the one and leave them zeros behind me. And up next is where you find me. If not, you'll see the veins of the most bane on IVs. I know you sleep, but I couldn't be mad at y'all. To keep focused, I notice you need some Adderall.
Well, alright. Love. Can you feel it? I disappear for a minute. My instinct is to get it. I'm living on the terms of life as I sit in. I'm back with a vengeance, my back to the Senate. If I ever go back on my word, then you could sentence me death. See a man without honor, get no respect. Been starving for 24 years, homie, you know what's next. Boring arrows on your set, chopping your solar plexus. It get complex, but I'm laughing at everything you respect. If December 21st, the day we losing the earth, and my lyrics be a scripture, the future could feel a hurt of a New Orleans kid that made it out of the gutter. But now I'm out of Houston, eating the last supper. 2013 is the year that I rise. Look in my eyes and understand the reason I ride. I know how to survive. Been running since the beginning. This thirst is overwhelming. I'm praying to be replenished. I'm gone.
I got this. I'm ashamed to say what it costed. Having withdrawals due to lack of deposits. I'm nauseous. I guess it is a part of the process. Too cautious to place any faith in my conscience. I promise. Even when it hurts, I'll be honest. What can a man with no losses accomplish? Exhausted my options and picked out my coffin. My life's on the very same line that I'm walking. Cash rules everything around me, it's toxic. I want this, I'm tossing the box I was boxing. It's progress, only gets built from the bottom. Now watch this, a master only learns from a novice. I'm focused, I'm focused, I'm opening my eyes. Almost had the time for you to notice I'm alive. Which is fine, cause when everything is all said and done, they gon' bury me in the same spot that's begun.
Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of The Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
dang it.
Oh, God damn. How you doing, Peaches? I liked your, that was a nice little ad-lib you just did there. I appreciated it.
All right.
I wasn't expecting it, and that's why I liked it. Hey, I just want to point out before we get the show started.
Gay.
I know, right?
Gay. Before we get the show started, the first episode of the On Demand show, right, it was in May, right, with Killa Kalyon, right? And on that episode, I was talking about how I went to the periodontist, right? Because I had a tooth that needed to be removed and I needed an implant, right? I want to say that now, 18 weeks later, Peaches, I'm talking
to you.
I finally got my fake
you
tooth.
You told me this story already.
I know, but I wanted to tell
it
on air.
Like, you always tell me stories.
It's this one right here.
So,
you see it?
How many times does he tell you the same story? Is it more than once?
I was just really happy.
See how you're still
it.
Talking? I'm talking to Tyler.
New information.
How many times does he tell you a story?
How many, like a story in general?
Yeah.
Probably like four times.
Okay.
The same story? I tell you the same story four times?
over, you know, a period of time, yeah, eventually.
I would say so. I like repeating stories. I'm a storyteller.
I know you do. You say stuff, and then you be like, hey, did you hear me? How did I not hear you?
No, I say, did you hear me? Because you do not react. You stay
because
on your
phone.
You're
going to tell me again, like, twice.
It's such a womanly thing you do.
Ignore right. you?
Yeah.
Such I'm a good at it. Thing.
All right, anyway, we have a good show for you today. On the show today, Peaches, you want to do the introduction? All right, let's do a new thing. Female on the show, I introduce. Man on the show, you
this is gonna leave me damn near always doing.
Me and
Motai
will switch between females. Okay. All right, so introduce the guest.
Did you introduce Bree last week or did I?
I believe I introduced her in the actual interview. You said her name on the intro.
Oh.
So let's get down to it. Who's our guest today?
We have King Henry.
The King.
Hello.
Henry. Why? Where did this King come from?
Are you a king?
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
No, you know, King Henry from the past.
I mean, I know the what is that, medieval King Henry. I took a class on that
is
once.
Is your name Henry?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure.
Does anyone ever call you Hank?
They do.
Okay, cool. I just wanna, Big Bank Hank?
People that know me. They call my dad Big Bank Hank.
That's fly.
I never knew Hank was a nickname for Henry.
Yeah.
That's like that Dick either. And Richard.
It is.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Dick and Richard.
It's like Bill for William.
Bill for
yeah,
William.
Yeah, I never understood that either.
Chuck for Charles or
that
Charlie or whatever.
Sense.
Chuck makes sense?
I mean, yeah, C-H-C-H. You can keep going.
Bob and Robert don't. I don't. I never
yeah,
that.
Bob and Robert's a weird one, too.
But Richard Dick, like what?
Richard and Dick is.
I don't know who made that one.
That's
up.
That's a huge transition.
Like how do you?
You
go from
a Richard to a
Dick.
Like it's just not to a Dick to your name being Dick, of course. My bad. Yeah, I need my rim shot. Pause. All right, let go.
What are you doing? Like
water.
Are you offering everyone?
Are you gonna
water?
Get up and get me?
Yes,
like he's holding up a bottle of water he's already drained. Me like, are you thirsty? I mean, yeah, but I don't want.
We know Peaches is thirsty, but she didn't need water.
Of
so
course.
Anyway, we're talking to King Henry.
Please, no, I don't get it anymore.
No, maybe.
So you got the name from the king, I'm assuming.
Correct.
Who did you come up with that nickname yourself?
I think somebody was that jokingly said it.
Yeah.
I had another name in college that I won't disclose.
What was, your
what
name
was
in
it?
College.
You gotta
why
say it
we
now.
Can't know.
No, because it's.
I had another name, too.
It's childish.
We all had another.
Hank
we all,
Diggity?
It's childish.
Hank Diggity?
Hank Diggity.
Oh, man.
Is what we've been told
okay.
his name was.
We all had other names, but that might be the worst.
So, where's Hank?
That might be the worst.
What
is very, Hank Diggity?
Very, very childish.
Oh, how long did you go by that?
I like the
how
way
long
you
ago?
Uh-huh.
No, Hank how long Diggity. Did you go by that?
Somebody had actually.
I was
going to
say.
Somebody
did
had actually.
Wait, did you have a song to that? Hank Diggity?
No. Nope, somebody made
these
that up in my
tables. We
in
gotta
my,
make a whole song for this.
My freshman dorm at PV, somebody made that up, and then people were just ran with it.
Hank Diggity?
Wow.
God, such a terrible nickname. I'm not even going to go into that. My sister has a nickname for me that like all my like friends from my childhood call me, but it's terrible. I'll
Do
tell you
know?
Off air. Huh?
Do I know?
I don't know if you know. You're not a friend from my childhood. So,
are you not a friend from his childhood?
So you
he
went
just
to,
became an adult yesterday.
You went to PV?
I did.
Okay. How long were you? Did you graduate from PV?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you? I guess you were already into the music going into PV or
no.
what? No.
I got
okay.
into it there. That's before it became popular.
That's before it became like the music
yeah.
school in Texas.
Exactly. I got there in 2002, and I was just recording people on acid. I wasn't even into making beats yet.
Yeah.
And then somebody gave me Fruity Loops. Which I'm sure
hey, I use that.
90% of people started out with.
Peaches said, I use Fruity Loops.
I did.
Because it was,
when I thought I was going
to
be a producer.
It was the easiest program to crack, basically.
Fruity Loops?
Yeah.
I could never figure it out.
So somebody gave me that, and I just kind of started from there. And
yeah.
Somebody gave me Pro Tools, and it just kept going from there. So 10 years plus.
So well, like, did you start as a DJ or a producer?
Producer.
You started as a producer. When did you get into the DJ?
Probably 2007.
2007? Okay. Mm-hmm. The same as you?
Yeah.
He got so happy when you said that.
Well,
he was like, same as
like,
me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 2007, right? Okay.
Like that.
Anyway.
What?
Peachy, it's an inside joke.
It's an inside joke. Yeah, outside.
You're not in on it, though.
Clearly. I'm lost.
You're on the outside of the joke.
That's typically where things that are not on the inside are.
Thank you for pointing that out. Keep
You're
the
welcome.
Tip to the lips, Peaches. Don't forget. All right, so
it's resting on your lip, though.
Huh? What did you say? There's a red thing on my lip?
You saw his eyebrow lift?
Carry on.
Anyway, so you got into the DJ. So what actually, okay, I want to talk about the production in a minute. But what got you into the DJing? Because I feel like if you're a producer, mm-hmm. well, I feel like a lot of producers lately, not 2007 lately, but lately, like last couple years, have said, okay, I'm going to start DJing. Like Just Blaze is probably one of the more prominent ones
well,
now.
They, Brian Michael Cox
they
does
do
that
it
as well.
Yeah,
Michael
no,
Cox.
It's because to be a producer, you have to have an appreciation and love for music.
Yeah.
So you already have a crazy music collection. So
yeah.
most just naturally have a talent
to
DJ. DJ Jazzy Jeff. I mean, they've been doing it. Just
yeah.
the DJ being on the forefront wasn't cool until
yeah.
recently. Like Manny Fresh, he was DJ Manny Fresh before he was producer Manny Fresh.
That's true. But see, but you went from the producer to the DJ,
yep.
so because you had that natural. Do you listen? Have you ever seen Just Blaze live?
Mm-hmm.
Is he good
yes.
DJing?
Yes.
He's really good.
Yeah, Ninth Wonder's better.
Ninth Wonder's the better one.
He was here recently. Did you go?
No, a friend of mine had a baby, and I was supposed to be there.
Daggone baby.
The baby? I would say, hey, I'm going to see
DJ,
it tomorrow.
DJ Superstar is a good friend of mine, and I was supposed to come.
Superstar, that's a PV alumni, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or he attended, at least. I don't know if he graduated.
She did, yes.
She, my bad.
Stop
yes.
telling people business, whether they did or didn't. Maybe they didn't want nobody to know that.
I don't know their business. I'm guessing.
It was just as of late, sure. people would go to Prairie View, get a deal, and not graduate. That's recent.
Yeah.
Everybody graduated before that.
What who's all come out of PV?
We'll start from the beginning.
You
okay, of course. What's his name?
Okay,
we'll
start from
vape,
the chick.
So.
Primo?
No, the chick from In Vogue.
Oh, which one?
I can't remember which one it is.
I don't even know who's in Vogue, to be honest with you.
Mr. T? No.
Mr. T?
No, he did. He went
Mr.
Crazy.
T went to PV?
Uh-huh.
What?
Did you know that? Mr. T went to PV?
I didn't know that.
Wait, like Mr. T? The
I put
Mr.
It
in pool.
Yeah.
But really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Booker T's brother.
You guys.
They're not related.
Booker T and Mr. T.
DJ Premier. He's actually from the city of Prairie View, but he did a team.
That's unfortunate. It's
yeah.
nothing to do there.
That's unfortunate. No. It's funny, though, how he went to PV,
well,
right?
Well, it's because his dad is a professor up there.
Okay, but he went to PV, but he, and he's from Texas, but he is the whole foundation for all of the classic New York hip-hop.
And he had to leave to do it. He wouldn't have been able to do that here.
Yeah. Oh, is that, are you trying to make a point there?
No.
Are you saying
hint,
you...
Hint, hint. You know, let's segue right quick. Because I've said this to some people.
Yeah.
And then Roosh tweeted something the other day, and it was like, you know, he's been told that he has to get out of Texas to make it. And I don't think that that's necessarily that they have to leave depending on that. But for artists, I think they have to put their music outside of Texas.
You know, I got an example we'll probably get into later. Why you have to? It's sad because
or that you got to leave your city for your city to claim.
Well,
you.
it's
that's
first
sad.
Of all, it's radio won't support you.
That's true.
Second of all, you have artists
secular radio,
right? And you have artists who a lot of artists refuse to help someone else if it has nothing to do with themselves.
That's true. A lot of these artists are very selfish.
Because I've run into a lot of rappers that I went to school with, that I know I've met through other people that I've tried to, you know, collaborate with, you know, make beats for them. And it's kind of like, no, what do you want from me? Or I'm going to charge you I'm going to charge you to rap on your beat. I'm literally...
What?
I have emails.
How does that even work?
Because they think they're bigger than they are.
I'm going to charge you to rap on
you. Make the beat for me.
Right. So
I'm going to rap on it.
So if you didn't make the beat, I would just be rapping a cappella, but I'm going to charge you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to charge you for me to get on your stuff.
It's a very crabs in a bucket mentality here.
No, that's just dumb.
It's gonna eventually change, but I left and went to New York and won a...
it's like hermit crabs in a bucket.
Like a national beat battle. With Native Instruments and like Dame Dash, Ski Beats.
Cool.
And I came back to Houston, you would have thought I won a Grammy. Because it wasn't here.
Oh, everyone was like, oh my God. In New York he won a beat battle.
Right.
He might have won some here in Houston.
It's
no one cares.
It's
until you're outside of it.
This is what it is. And people in New York were like, man, I know you probably down to kill it in Houston. I'm looking like I'm probably, you know, not, e- I'm probably not even on the radar as far as
producers.
Producers, now underground wise,
yeah.
People either have heard my music or they know my name,
yeah.
Or have seen me DJ. Have heard, they know.
This is like a vortex. I don't even think it's crazy. It's weird. Is even the right term anymore. It's like a vortex.
It's very weird. But it's funny.
It's like a Dyson vacuum.
Because for it to have a sound that's so imitated, we can't do
you don't need
anything
a bag.
With it.
There's a sound in Houston that's unheard. There is a live sound that is here in the city,
yeah.
Production-wise. There's a whole different side of Houston production that's not heard. So when people heard my beats at this beat battle, coming from Houston, they're thinking I'm finna play all trap beats.
Yeah.
So I'm in there playing
Ratchet, turn up, Molly,
soulful,
swag.
You know, beats with hard drums. They're looking like, are these really your beats? Like, did you steal it from somebody? You know, somebody actually asked me that in the
in
crowd.
In New York?
Yeah.
Oh, they asked you. Now, let me ask you, you said the judges were who?
Illmind, Creative Control, Dame Dash, and Brady Watt,
Did you get to meet the judges?
Yes.
I just want to know, how does Dame Dash in person?
We actually went to his office before. It was down the street from where we were. It was.
Isn't it like an art gallery or something?
Yeah. It's art gallery slash
whatever
clothing.
He does.
Yeah. There's no air conditioning in there, and it was very hot.
Oh, man.
I was tripping, but yeah, we was hanging out in there listening to beats and talking about vamp life. And there was a Japanese DJ named DJ Wordy who was in there and was in there just hanging out. The weirdest people come by there.
Was he a cool dude, though, Dame Dash?
Very cool. Mountain of weed on the table.
Mountain of weed?
Mountain.
Like there was like
everybody
like.
Everybody know everybody smoke weed.
Yeah. Like, weed is going to be legal within the next 3 years.
Where is it legal? It's legal in California with a license, right?
Colorado, Washington.
But the Attorney General came out and said they're not going to challenge the law changes. So
it's right
the Attorney
now,
General
of really,
the United States said that. So.
Yeah, it's really, at this point, it's
so wait, what does that mean?
Point. Like companies, I'll put it like this. Your state can legalize marijuana, whatever, like for the whatever the recreation medicinal amount is. But as far as actual companies go, they still hold the right to do the P test. And if you fail it, they don't have to hire you. So just because it's legal in your state doesn't mean it's a legal behavior of certain companies.
Well, yeah.
Texas may be the last, but it's going to happen.
It is, because they started drug testing for welfare.
Yep.
They should.
Yeah, Texas may be the last, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like weed is a better alternative to most antidepressants, but I don't believe in chemical production of pills to
fill
the mind.
No, see, that's where I disagree with you. Because, like, I mean, our brains have chemicals in them. They have their protons and neurons and electrons. And you need something to balance all that out, Peaches. Like, I don't think getting high, that's just an escape from it. It's not balancing anything out.
Okay, so what is a Valium if all of it does is calm your nerves, if you can smoke a blunt and it does the same thing?
Were you saying a Valium?
Yeah.
That's a pain pill. You're talking about depression.
Or whatever.
You're talking about like clinical depression.
Have,
that's a chemical imbalance.
They have different weeds.
I don't think they have a weed that say, "Hey, schizophrenic people, smoke this bleezy, and you won't be schizophrenic anymore." I highly doubt that there's any kind of schizophrenic kush.
Like, you go all the way to schizophrenia, though. Like,
but that's a brain
and
thing.
And you went to mental
illness. You're
talking
about curing brains and stuff.
You went to mental illness.
That's what you were talking
about.
Depression's a mental thing.
I mean, okay, but if
OCD's a mental thing.
Okay, but if smoking a blunt is going to do that versus me getting addicted to pills, then...
No, smoking a blunt is going to relax the symptoms temporarily, but it's not going to take care of the problem.
If you stop taking your medicine,
honestly,
you're going to go back to how you were, too. So those pills technically only do it temporarily.
I don't
also
think that you can cure mental illness.
I didn't say mental illness.
I honestly think that most of people's opinion on weed is based on us growing up in the DARE generation. Us looking at it as it's so bad, people
and
going to jail.
They haven't tried it
it's kind of a brainwash type thing to where if we hadn't had all those experiences with DARE and all those things, we would probably look at weed the same way people did.
I don't know what DARE even stands for.
I'm gonna say that, but I think it depends on how. Like, I'm a big person.
Somebody tweet
I don't
me.
Believe in taking pain medication. Like, I mean, I do if I'm somebody in that much pain, but I try not to. Like, because at the end of the day, it's just different variations and forms of the same thing. Like, all pain medication damn near stems from an opium plant. Like,
yeah. I mean, pain medicine, that's a
Adderall
thing,
is damn near cocaine. Like,
when you talk about like a,
and then you have the argument that marijuana is way less deadly than cigarettes.
Far, far less deadly than cigarettes.
Oh, I won't disagree with that. I mean, I don't smoke either. But
right,
what I'm saying is,
cigarettes
like,
are 100% tar. Illegal.
Yeah.
And they pushed
you. Alcohol
like,
kills
have
people.
Have you ever seen the Thank You for Smoking, that movie? Like, they pushed you to smoke. Like, they placed cigarettes and they did all these things to get
so
you
when
to
you,
smoke.
When you have
that,
that
gives
argument,
you cancer. It's
there's
like
no way it won't be legal.
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, yo, no. I'm not saying it. I'm not saying that it won't be legal.
You can't overdose on marijuana.
Thank you, Dame Dash.
Like,
is he the one who put that out?
You can't overdose on marijuana. You can overdose on everything else.
No, but
I do think stuff like cigarettes being legal and then alcohol obviously being legal. I mean, they both can kill you. I mean, too much alcohol will kill you.
Yeah.
Too many cigarettes will eventually catch up to you and kill you. Like, yes. I haven't heard of anybody dying from a marijuana related incident.
I mean, you're going to get to
unless
they
had a lack of judgment
tops.
Or something and they had a fall.
And you won't wake up with a hangover.
You're not. You might wake up extremely lethargic and still high, but,
yeah, but
not with a hangover.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it probably will be. So, but it's only in Colorado and California,
Washington.
Right? Washington State? Okay. So that's three. I have 47 more. How many people have, like, what other things?
Hawaii probably is next. Like,
what about gay marriage? Where is gay marriage legal everywhere?
Really?
No, right? No.
It's going to be.
Gay marriage, I mean, that has to be. What do you think about, hey, Peaches.
Really?
Peaches, what do you think about, what do you think about them legalizing nationwide gay marriage? Do you think it'll happen before they nationally legalize marijuana?
It'll be the same day.
You think it's the same day?
Same day.
Knock it all out. Two birds, one stone.
Be like, all right, let's just shut these people up.
I mean, my stance
homos, hippies,
been,
here you go.
My stance on
happy birthday.
That has been what it is from the beginning. Let people love who they love and want to marry who they want to marry. As long as people are still getting the same tax breaks and they still having to pay the same amount, I really don't see what the issue is.
I don't understand it either. I really
because
don't
at
understand
the end of the day, that imagine gay divorce court.
Oh, like a show?
Yeah.
They could probably go without actually having a ceremony and get married if they were able to get the same benefits as a married couple as far as,
I mean,
like
getting this is a certificate.
Being a beneficiary and stuff like that. If they had those, because they don't get that stuff.
Yeah. Well, it depends because certain states, even though like actual marriage wasn't legal, you can still do civil unions. You can still file under common law married and stuff like that. So it just depends. Like there are ways around it. It just depended on the state. Like there were other ways to get that bond. If that's what you were looking for. If you were looking for that paper bond. Even you know, because sometimes it
but
is
really,
for benefits and stuff. Like
oh yeah, for benefits
if
I can
I'm
understand.
Living with somebody and she a girl, but she got full insurance. I want her insurance too. So if I gotta marry her, then damn it, I'ma do it.
That's fraud. That's illegal.
So is marrying somebody to get a green card. But if they check right, then people gonna do it.
That's true. I mean, I always was like, I didn't understand like the necessary thing of like, yes, that's drums in the background. I never understood like, to me, it's like a piece of paper doesn't really mean, in my estimation of what a marriage is, it means you're married. And maybe in the eyes of the law, you're married.
They're looking for the legal aspect.
Yeah, but that's why I wasn't thinking about. They want like the benefits of being a married couple.
You're a married man. What made you decide to get married?
Had nothing to do with gay rights.
I mean,
he was looking out for the gays when he got married. I'm gonna take myself off the market. All right, I'm gonna give more almost a chance.
I got married, so couldn't nobody else marry me.
That's it.
Start being in pretend relationships. Like you can't be with me because I'm with somebody else. Who? Don't worry about it.
So okay, to answer Peach's question, why'd you get married?
Got married for love.
Out of love.
That's the only reason to get married.
I agree with you. I think enough people don't.
Because when you talk about money. And married for love.
You got married for love.
Yes.
See, I think that's the only reason you should get married. I don't think these benefits and insurance and green cards and all that stuff should happen. You know what I mean? You get married, and I don't think you should get married to be forced into it. Because I think my mother honestly asked me every day, when are you getting married? Yeah. She wants a granddaughter, right? And I say, not for nothing, never happened. I'd be forever macking.
That's what you told?
My mother? Yeah. Yes. Verbatim.
I know that's what you told your mother, too.
Verbatim. I quote Hove. You know, sometimes it's like scripture sometimes, all right? You just got to let put that out in the atmosphere. All right, no, but in seriousness, like, I don't think people should pressure you to get married. But, like, you were you just, like, in a comfortable state of life? You're like, I like this woman. I'm doing good in my work or whatever. You know, I have a nice place to live.
Mm-hmm.
So you just felt like it was time.
Yeah, I already had a house. And
how long have you been married?
A year and, what, 6, 7, 8, 9?
Don't get it wrong. She's sitting right next to you.
A year and 4 months.
Year and 4 months. I want to know, like if I was married, I would definitely count off months like a baby. You know, like when a baby's like 3 years old, but they're like, oh yeah, we've been married for like 36 months. I think that would be better, right? Until you get to like a decade mark. Just make it sound really long. How long have you been married? 72 months. Just like, throw that out there.
I hate when people do that with their babies. Like, three. Your baby is three.
Yeah, I'll just say that.
I don't understand it. I think it has to do something
after 18 months, give them a one number age.
After 12
after
months.
After 12.
Like,
they're
I
a
get
year.
18 months. I get the 18 months.
Why? Yeah, I don't
because
understand.
It's close. Like, it's the close thing.
Yeah.
And then 18 months is a year and a half, yes. But 18 months is more of a thing.
Like,
After two, they just two. Like, after 18 months, they either 18 months or two. Don't give me 19, 20, 21. They either 18 months or they're two.
Yeah. I'm with you.
In between that, pick one.
I understand.
I'm so serious. Like, don't tell me 20 months. I'm going to get so mad.
All right, but can we get back on?
It's
let's get back
a
on the.
Okay. 12, and now I got to do math.
All right. So back on, but marriage. You know what's weird about it, though, is you think about. Me and Peaches were actually talking about this before y'all got here. I was talking about how great it is for hip hop to have someone like, I mean, some like a couple like a Jay-Z and a Beyonce. Because I think Jay, who at one time was ultimate big pimpin', you know, which I even just quoted him, like he was at that one time. And Jay-Z, whether anyone likes it or not, kind of sets what's cool in hip hop most of the time. Most of the time, you know, when Jay said, you know, let's drop these jerseys and put on button ups with ties. People put up
throwback jerseys went away.
Yeah, throwback jerseys went away. People bought storage lockers that are being auctioned off right now in Storage Wars, full of throwback jerseys. I mean, Jay kind of sets the precedent. So it's like when I think Jay got married, right, to Beyonce, and they've had this successful marriage. I think that's only good for the hip hop culture. You know what I'm saying? You don't have a lot of people who are married and stay married as well.
Yeah,
Nas and Khalees. Gone.
And I so want them to go. I thought they were perfect together in my
She tried
mind.
To smash him with child support.
Was there a rumor how much it was?
No, it wasn't a rumor. It was like $50,000 a month. It was
a month?
It was something stupid.
For what?
You know, we don't know what happened at their house. We don't know why she was mad. Clearly she was mad, but we don't know why she was mad.
Have you not heard the album? He tells the whole story.
But he tells his side. We don't know how she
but
felt.
But Khalees is crazy.
Most
and her
not.
Milkshake
what
brings all the boys
to
the yard.
You could
what
tell.
What flavor was the milkshake? Did anyone ever find out?
Crazy.
Swirl. Chocolate vanilla swirl.
Chocolate vanilla swirl. Was there a cherry on top?
I liked cream.
Probably not.
I've always been a fan of hers.
Cream.
No whipped cream.
Like, always.
But what I'm saying is, like, I think that the fact that King Henry is a married man and it is in hip-hop, I think that's only good for people to look at and say, you know what? If he can do it, if Jay can do it, I just compared you to another hip-hop royalty. That's why you're King Henry.
Right.
I mean, it's only good for everybody. And as I mean, we were even talking also before the show about what prompted the conversation, I think, was I listened on the way over here to 30 minutes of such great radio and groundbreaking radio. I listened to today on the Hot 97 morning show in New York City, Mr. C, legendary DJ, who's been getting into some trouble, whatever, finally got on the record and came clean saying that he does solicit oral sex from transgender men, right?
Oh.
And he admitted to it. He said, I like women, but every now and then I have an urge to find a prostitute who's a transsexual, transvestite, transgender, I don't know the proper term, and receive fellatio from that said person. And I mean, that's brave of him. He actually busted out crying on the radio, which was kind of strange for me to hear. Mr. C, who's been around for so many years as a I mean, as a DJ, DJs, you and Mota, I mean, what? I mean, did y'all ever look up to Mr. C as for his DJing or anything like that? No?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of Mr. C?
I'm with him on that.
Really?
You've never heard of Mr. C?
Nope.
Until right now?
Until right now.
Never heard of Mr. C, the finisher?
Nope.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, then maybe not. Maybe he's not as known as I thought he was.
I'm just surprised, especially with the fact that you DJ.
They both DJ. Never heard of.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me.
I don't DJ. Like, I look up more to producers than DJ. I DJ because I enjoy it, and I found out
you have a talent for it.
Right. But it came out of nowhere. It wasn't oh, let me practice at the crib. No, I just naturally get out there and know what to play, when to play it, how to mix it in. It just naturally came. I'm sure that's how most producer DJs are.
Yeah.
But if you talk about now, if Dr. Dre got on the radio saying it, I've been like, wow.
Okay.
I just think it's like, I mean, for people who do know who Mr. C is, like, it was kind of like I used to listen to, like, Mr. C mixtapes and stuff like this. He has, like, a classic Big L mix that I love to listen to. And, like, I don't know. It's just, like, that takes a lot of, balls to get on, New York radio, which is, the biggest market for radio and on probably the biggest hip-hop station they have in New York City, and say, yeah, I definitely like transgender men.
He resigned yesterday.
He resigned, but he's back on the radio today. He did a mix at noon.
Yeah, well, they were like, basically don't let that situation stop your paycheck.
He must got caught.
No, that's an entire video.
What happened? He got arrested originally in 2011 for it, but he said that he didn't. It wasn't a man. It was a woman, but he did admit to soliciting prostitution. Then he got caught earlier this year again.
I think he admitted it because he didn't have a choice.
And then, finally he got on
video.
He said it took this video for me to finally admit it to everybody.
So you're not
but
admitting
see,
it.
I feel like he was really
that's
set
not
the
admission.
He's confessing it.
Yeah.
You think he was set up?
Because did you watch the video?
Yeah, with that guy at the beginning, too?
Yeah, see,
like
I thought it was
type
fake.
Guy at the beginning. Yeah,
nah,
me too.
It's a flamboyant male.
He did say he did.
Transgender.
Yeah.
And basically, he was like telling the story about how when he first got in a car, he didn't know who it was and all this other stuff. But then, if you didn't know who it was, what made you record the audio in the car?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't believe.
I mean, even if he was set up.
Who else got caught doing that? Was that Teddy Pendergrass?
Teddy Pendergrass with dudes?
No.
Eddie Murphy.
No, that too. But no, it was somebody. It was another.
Eddie Murphy.
No, it was another sing. I don't
with
know
dudes?
If
dudes?
Yeah.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot.
Why is everyone like dudes all of a sudden?
No, definitely that's not a lie.
Luther, I said a lot.
Oh, that's a lie.
You know, Luther Vandross came out before he died.
Okay, I knew he was gay.
No, but it's one of those guys. It could possibly be Teddy, but yeah, they got some trouble.
I mean,
a lot of the old school R&B singers started confessing shit that they should have took to the grave.
Do you think... what was I going to say? No, I mean, but I don't think, though, even if they all are like men or whatever, I don't care about that. I think the bigger problem was that prostitution is illegal.
Yeah.
In some states.
From a man, woman, transgender.
Legal in some places. Vegas, and it's legal in other places of the world. Like, these people are people.
It's the oldest profession, right?
Yeah.
Prostitution.
I mean, people, you used to legally be able to own brothels. Like,
well, they probably feel like they can't, there's no other outlet.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, like, if you, like, go, like, into medieval, like, history and literature, like, they had whorehouses where you would come in.
I mean, have you ever seen The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas?
Yeah. Like, they had actual whorehouses where you would come in and
LaGrange.
You would pay the person, like, whether it be the madam or, what's now the pimp. Mm-hmm. And you go do your doing, get it going. I mean, and even in, like, a lot of third world countries right now, sex trafficking is a really big deal. A lot of people pay for a lot of stuff that you'd be surprised that they pay for.
It was on Benjamin Buttons.
I mean, but, like...
What was the name of that movie with Nicolas Cage where, he found, like, a film? It's called, like, a snuff film. It's where, like, it's like a porno, but, like, they kill the girl at the end in the video. No one ever see that movie?
No, and I typically try to watch. I like Nicolas Cage for the most part, so I've seen most of
it. I don't know what year it's from, but I saw it on television a couple of years ago. It was a weird thing. But yeah, no, I mean, everyone pays for everything. But I mean, what do you think, though? I mean, I know neither one of y'all know who Mr. C is, but do you think that even coming out and saying something like that, how do you feel about it? I mean, let me just ask you that.
Like I said before, he's not admitting it. He's basically saying it before it comes out of the news.
Yeah. I mean, but it broke.
It broke on Twitter, right?
It broke. He resigned, and then it broke.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the person that I guess is like the older guy that's like over 97 was like, he didn't want it to end. Right. He didn't want it to end that way. He was still trying to figure something out. And, you know, I saw somebody else and they made a good point. It was like, at the end of the day, why are you letting somebody take your paycheck? Like, even if that's what you did and that's what they did, if it's what you do, just own up to it. Like, this is who I am, but you can't knock my talent of what I do. Like, you either gonna listen to the mix or you not. What I do in my personal life is that. But at this, you know, at that point, it was more about, you know, he has a family and, you know, all these other things.
People are not going to too much care about that.
Right. So that goes back to why resign. Like, who are you hiding from? Right. Yeah. And it's one of those things where I think it made him face himself and be like, okay, maybe this is a fetish I do have. Now I kind of have to deal with it because it's out there and I can't hide it anymore.
I mean, it's almost like,
and that could be difficult as well.
It's almost like Frank Ocean in a way. Like, I know this was like an issue that's been talked about forever, but it's like, I mean, it seems like forever. But like when he released some music, we all liked it. And when he said he was gay or bisexual or whatever, we were like, all right, cool. You're gonna release the album still? Because we like your music.
Yeah.
And here's have either one of y'all heard the J. Cole Kendrick song, the Forbidden Fruit?
Yes.
J. Cole says in the song, the same reason they call Mr. C the finisher, Forbidden Fruit, watch for the Adam's apple. That's what he was talking about that situation. Just to put you on game. I'm like a hip-hop dictionary when it comes to lyrics.
Yeah, I know. I tell people that all the time. I can't even go against it.
We're going to take on that note, we'll let people think about this while DJ Motai. Don't play us any Frank Ocean, though. In this mix, don't play any Frank Ocean. All right? That would just be too right there.
Just play We All Try if you're going to play Freak Ocean.
Play We Are the World by Michael Jackson because we are the children as well. All right? We'll be right back here on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand.
Yeah. Hey, you can crack that bottle open and pour the lick out on these niggas, man. Tell them it's a wrap. It's over with. I don't even want to see y'all no more. Y'all pretty much dead to me. And I'm full of so much life.
King Henry.
This beat be harder than me watching porn. Pour the heat over niggas and watch they mama mourn. Hate on me, nigga, I know that I be on. A trillion watts, I'm who them lights be on. Ain't dumbing down shit for you fucking dummies. And we can't talk about shit if it ain't about my money. I pray to have the riches get it counted for me. Niggas don't like me because they lady love me. I'm supposed to be better, nigga, I'm way fresher. You supposed to fear the king, don't second guess it. I came with the rap, no rapture. And I ain't saving none of you bastards. Well, I'm the nigga that you hate to love, but I'm the nigga that you love to hate. A couple grand and it's all in ones. I sip the Henny then I'm straight. Well, I'm the nigga that you love to hate, but I'm the nigga that you hate to love. A couple grand and it's all in ones. I might blow it in this fucking club. Get my money on a paper chase. Told myself, fuck eating off them paper plates. Fuck a rubber band, I need 100 safes. In my freezer, pray for lobster and 100 steaks. What a waste, but I wish for it. House in Brazil and my whip's foreign. So much money, dawg, got they pussy pouring. I'm a bunch of thunder, got these chickens so wet it's storming. I'm chillin' on that pimpin' shit. Never trickin' on these chickens, nigga. That be that simple shit. Never imitation, that be that flippin' shit. Never talk to y'all, y'all be on that fishin' shit. Well, I'm the nigga that you hate to love, but I'm the nigga that you love to hate. A couple grand and it's all in ones. I sip the Henny, then I'm straight.
Well, I'm the nigga that you love to hate, but I'm the nigga that you hate to love. A couple grand and it's all in once. I might blow it.
And we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show.
Oh, on demand.
Thank you, DJ Motai. That was a little break there from DJ Motai. We're back here with King Henry. We talked about a lot of weird stuff on the first part.
We did.
Talked about Mr. C, soliciting transgender sexual vestite.
Something.
Something sex. Some kind of oral sex. From something. And, like, we're making, like, some kind of, like, I mean, I've actually made jokes about it in the past, but I just to say it real quick, I do think Mr. C's a legend, and it was really brave of him to go out on radio and talk about that. But
he didn't have a choice. I'm not going to call him brave because he got backed into a corner.
It's like, brave to even, but he got backed into a corner, but he still had to say, he didn't have to say anything.
He didn't. But, again, it's one of those, when you are on a platform,
he's going to retire.
You have a responsibility, like, because like you said, it was one of those things where why not? You're not the only person in the world that's like this, and take this as a chance where people are bullying what they do not understand. And if you take charge of the situation, then that's money.
It's
he can
hurt
do a book.
Him.
He can get a show.
It's gonna
he
hurt
can
him.
Go
it's gonna hurt
Ghana.
His gigs.
It's, that's money. Like, all he need right now is a good PR person. He can write a book about this. He can.
What would the book be about?
It don't even matter.
About his lot.
Obscene motions. By Queen
but
Henry.
But it doesn't. It, honestly, it doesn't even matter. Like he can write an autobiography right now, and people will buy it just for the sake of what it is.
Hearing that story.
There is no such thing as bad publicity. It's knowing how to spin it. That's what I.
Well, thank you, Miss Olivia Pope. I appreciate your lecture.
I'm trying to be the Olivia Pope of the rap game. I'm going to be the Hood Pope. That song, A$AP Ferg made, was about me. I'm the Hood Pope.
The Hood Pope.
I'm
okay.
The Hood Pope.
Okay, that's cool. Before we get to more King Henry's music, let's get this subject out of the way, too, because we were talking about it again before the show started. Queen Henrietta and Peaches had a nice...
That was clever.
Had a nice lengthy conversation.
That one before? That was new.
Had a nice conversation about... And we chimed in, the three of us, Motai, King Henry and I, about women... All, Peaches says, this is what I'm going to say. Peaches says that 90% of women are either lesbian or have some type of lesbian activity going on in their life. Do you still stand by that after you've gotten to think about it for like a half hour?
Yes, because I'm talking about population as a general, like everybody.
Okay,
on
so
the
let's
whole
say
world.
This, off top, there's 6 billion people, right? I know there's more women, but let's just say there's 3 billion people. What's 90% of 3 billion? What is that?
Do some math. I don't know.
A lot, right?
All of them minus 10%.
Like okay, no, so it's 300 million, right? Wouldn't that be 10%?
No.
3 billion?
I'm going to say
right?
This. It's going to depend on area and...
300
and
million, yeah.
I'm not going to... Okay, I'm going to redefine it to
yeah,
here.
Yeah, 300 million times 10 would be 3 billion, right?
Okay, so then 90% would be 2 billion.
I believe
billion,
I can't stand by my number.
2.7 billion. You're saying 2.7 billion women.
No, I'm not going to say that because
2.7 billion women either
gonna
are lesbian.
I'm
going
to tell you why I'm not going to say that because I think it probably has a lot to do with demographic and how you were raised. And in certain countries, it probably just isn't something like that.
According to the 2010 census,
here.
I believe 16% of America's population is homosexual. That's the same number of African Americans in this country.
Well, I have a couple of theories about this as in a whole, but I'll just say this. I feel like as for women, that's where that other, the double standard plays in our favor. Women are beautiful. Like,
women are
beautiful creatures. And
women
I don't think,
like Mercedes Benz.
Right, but being attracted to a woman doesn't mean you want to be with a woman. It just means that you're attracted to her. And I think it's far easier to
disagree.
Be attracted to a woman to
disagree.
Be. I'm talking about as a woman. This in general. It's far easier to be attracted to a woman than it probably is to a man. Just off aesthetic features. Because of how they look, women are pretty. Women are beautiful. Women are nice things to look at. So,
no, yeah, I agree.
I mean, they're fun to fondle. You got boobs. You got breasts. Like, they're fun to rub
boobs
on.
Boobs and breasts
hair.
Are the same thing.
You know, oh, ass. I was trying to not curse, and then
men have asses.
Yeah, but I don't want to rub a man's ass, and I don't know if I want a man letting me rub his ass. You like your ass rubbed?
No, I don't.
So, like I said, I mean,
good point. Touché.
Like, that's the same reason I would go to a male strip club. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like it is easier to get crazy attracted that to a woman.
Women don't like male strip clubs. That is.
I don't want your slowing swinging in my face.
Well,
it's not.
Why do they have male strip clubs? Yeah, why do they have male strip clubs?
Some women go to those, and most male strippers are gay.
This is a new phenomenon.
Gay. Most male strippers are gay, so you're going there for this fantasy of a man that don't even want to be with you at the end of the night. You might as well go watch a girl shake her butt.
You said most male strippers are gay?
Yeah. So you, I mean, at that rate, you might as well go to a female strip club. You have a higher chance of getting laid that night as a woman.
Oh.
I don't know those statistics.
Were you a strip club goer? Not your thing?
I love the strip club. Both times? A
couple times.
I've gone a couple times. I don't really see a lot of the point of throwing my money.
No, yeah, I didn't,
for free.
I didn't waste my money.
I mean, it's like no. I'm throwing my money essentially for, like, I mean, nothing if you think about it. I mean, I'm not taking home anything with me.
Okay.
I might have some. I might have some memories for a rainy day.
Okay, but when you pay to go to a concert, you're still going to see. It might be your favorite artist or whatever, but you're still not leaving with anything tangible.
That's true.
But your memory.
That's true. I retract that statement. I agree with you.
I'm surprised that went through. I was worried. That's why.
Well, it's that old thing of almost like, you know, if you have an apple and I have an apple and we exchange apples.
It's still an apple.
We both have one apple.
Right.
But if you have an idea and I have an idea, we exchange ideas. We now have two ideas each. You see what I'm saying? It's almost like exchanging it for an experience. I understand that. But I still, when you go to a concert, say, though, you pay $20-$30 for a ticket, whatever, unless it's a Jay-Z concert, which they're going for like $1,100 for the front row. But, you know, you pay $30. I know no matter what, that's all the money I have to spend for the attraction. Now, if I'm buying drinks or something else, $30 I'll have to spend. But they tax you at a strip club at the door, right? And then you got to get the ones, right? So you tip the bartender for giving you the ones. And then you got to throw the money. So say you throw $40, $50.
And then
a lap dance is another $30.
But that's what you went into the strip club for.
To spend
like
that much money?
Going, yeah. Like I would
spend the $10 or $20 to get in and just look.
That's why I don't go.
Entertainment.
That's why I don't go.
I mean.
I'm not too entertained.
I mean,
you
it's
don't like strippers.
You can see the same thing in the club.
No, so
true.
I like the strip club
twerk
atmosphere.
You see the same thing in the club.
Yeah, that's true.
In a regular club.
No, they maybe because it's strip clubs I go to.
You can see
bucket naked. So
I mean,
bucket.
No, I've never been there. I used to live next to. I lived closer to Gold Diggers at one point, but Fox's was around the corner. But I be in Gold Diggers.
I don't know, man.
Strip clubs more than us.
It's just not.
No, they do. Peaches knows more.
I just don't.
He knows I go a lot.
I'll go with friends just to go
as like an experience.
I mean, but it's one of those things where why do you spend something frivolous or something that you spend on for entertainment? You know what I'm saying? Like
I go to the movies.
Okay, you spend $30 to go to the movies.
I don't.
Plus gas.
I go to the movies.
You could have waited.
$5 Groupon.
Don't have
I go to the movies.
I'm not cheap. I just don't spend money on things that I'll have instant buyer's remorse on. If I throw $20 to a stripper,
as soon as it touches her skin,
instant buyer's remorse.
You should have smacked her ass while you put the $20 down, and you might not sell it.
Can I ask you, what's the strip club etiquette? Are you or are you not allowed to touch?
I think it depends on the strip club, because most of the time when I go to the strip club, they put my hands on them.
Legends, you can punch them. Damn near. I've seen people go crazy at Legends.
But,
that was
the
first club I ever
went to. I think it's one of those things where it's like, you know.
You have to be nervous.
You
might
the ass,
might not
keep your hands out the,
right?
You know, the lady parts. The boobs are, I guess it would depend on how she's positioned and if she did that. But like I said, most of the time when I go to the strip club, they place my hands on them. So, but
that's a woman thing, I guess. Maybe that's
acceptable.
Yeah, it's acceptable. Like right now, you could reach over and fondle her, and it wouldn't be unacceptable.
It'd probably be a little awkward, but not.
It might. It'd be awkward. King Henry might feel some type of way.
He's been doing this all day, but he hasn't sang it yet. That's why he's laughing, because now he's mad he sang it.
Because he couldn't do it right.
Right. He didn't do it right.
I tried to make it sound like the guy.
And it didn't come out how he wanted it to. So he should have just stuck with saying it.
Some type of way.
Like a broke ass country singer, because you're trying to.
Like a broke country? Like he doesn't work, or like he is unemployed?
Don't that mean the same thing? If he doesn't work and he's unemployed?
No, he can't work. Like he is broken.
Like he can't sing.
Oh. I don't know. Do it again?
Nah. I'm good. I don't know.
I'm done talking to you.
Speaking of strippers and.
No, I'm not. I'm done.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking to King Henry now. I'm done talking to you. So, you put out a project earlier this year.
Yes.
What was the name of it?
1984, The Roundtable Chronicles.
How into medieval stuff are you? Like, how much do you know about this?
Not much.
So, you just like, okay, the Roundtable went, so I'm going to put that down too?
It's a theme.
Shouldn't you know about your theme?
I do.
What you know? King Arthur. Who was the Roundtable for?
King Arthur and the Roundtable.
That's all you know?
That's it.
That's all I need to know.
Maybe because I took a class on this and I just know more than I should know.
Yeah, you feel some type of way about it.
I probably identify some people, but I mean, it's just the theme and it worked.
So what made you name it that?
I was born in 1984. And really, in my opinion, album covers and names of albums don't have to make sense. They just have to be cool.
See, I liked it when they made sense.
Magna Carta Holy Grail.
Yeah, it just sounds cool.
Exactly.
It does just sound cool.
It's cool.
But, well, okay, I don't want to go there right now.
It's cool. Listen, you could have the craziest album cover, and because it's attractive, like, what was that one Kanye did?
With
just the golden, all that stuff on the front.
Oh,
no, that was
Watch the Throne?
Watch the Throne, yeah.
Yeah.
Watch the Throne.
Watch the Throne was a dope cover to me.
I mean, Watch the Throne made sense, but that album cover,
yeah,
was just attractive.
Yeah.
So with my album cover, I had, it was 1984, Roundtable Chronicles, and then it had Roundtable. It had me as a cartoon.
Yeah.
Doug, Slimer.
It was a turtle on it.
He-Man, Raphael.
See, that's dope.
It's dope.
Mm-hmm.
And people can
identify.
Relate to it and identify with it.
And, well, it does have to go with the title, too.
And it goes with the title. It doesn't have to make 100% sense.
Doesn't have to be like Wyatt.
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man was on there.
He-Man is on here because He-Man was blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, those are the reasonings.
Did Douglas and me or did Tyler? Who threw it? Who did it?
Off topic, but I flicked it with my finger and it hit the wall and then hit you. You can't even aim. But yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying. Like, I mean, in this table right here, this is 2011, my band's newest project, 20 Summers. You can get it at 20-summers.com. But that's our album cover. Yeah. But no text on it. It really doesn't have a lot to do with anything. It just looks kind of cool.
Like 808s and Heartbreaks.
That was a dope cover, yeah. It just looks cool.
No sense.
College Dropout. He was sitting on bleachers, wasn't he? He was like a bear in a bleachers.
Yeah.
It just looked kind of cool. Graduation.
Well, College Dropout, I'm guessing the bear was like the mascot.
It was.
Well, I mean, the bear was on his first three albums.
Did Yeezus even have a cover?
Yeezus did not have a cover.
But because people liked it.
They bought it.
Did you like it?
The Yeezus?
Yeah.
Yeezus.
The album or the?
The album.
The album.
No.
Why? As a producer. Like anything
on as it. A producer, I liked them trying to go to the next level.
Yeah, the boldness.
I like
of it,
the boldness. Yeah. I like that, but I don't think they executed.
It fell a little short to me. I did like it more than what I thought I was going to.
See, it didn't rub me the wrong way.
It didn't rub me the wrong way.
Everybody else claimed it did them.
Magna Carta Holy Grail, it had to grow on me.
Magna, I liked it.
It had to grow on me because I'm so used to.
It had to grow on me as well.
No, because the song with, I'm a Neptune fanatic.
Yeah.
But the song with.
The BBC? Pharrell,
that beat
I love
trash.
That. See, I love the whole
I hate
album.
That beat.
I love that song.
But I'm a Neptune. I'm nerd.
But is that because
back.
Of how you feel about Jay-Z?
No, I like Jay-Z.
No, you're talking to me?
Brad.
No, I like the song. I like the D-Boy. Look. Billionaire.
I
like the song.
He ain't try.
No, Mandy Carlo Holy Grail was a
what
commercial.
What you know about going out head wet, made back?
It was a hip-hop commercial album. He put people, I guarantee Tom Ford paid some money.
I mean, hell yeah. Hey,
did he?
Every time Rihanna got 250,000 just for mentioning Ray-Ban in a song.
Hey, did he? Because I, for the longest time on Suit and Tie, right, I thought the Justin Timberlake song, I thought Jay-Z was saying time for tuxedos for no reason. But he's saying Tom Ford tuxedos for no reason. But he said that before.
But that's one of those things where you got to think about it. If with Jay-Z mentioning Tom Ford, do you know how many people went bought Tom Ford stuff? Like those are endorsements and placements. Like those one of those things where it's like if they pay me to talk about a certain kind of wine all day and they giving it to me for free and then I'm getting checks cut off of.
You're gonna feel some type of way about it.
What? You mentioned that wine every time I
but
call somebody.
Mandy called Holy Grail. It wasn't meant for pure. It wasn't meant for pure, like hip hop fans. It is
That album was a business deal. From
exactly.
The
that's all
to
it is. Samsung
like, that album,
funded it.
Yeah.
Funded I like it. The album. You go platinum as soon as you come out. Like
on a free album.
On a free album that people still went bought.
Wow.
So they still sold in the first week 560,000 more.
Have you seen the HBO special for Picasso Baby?
Yes.
That's some of the dopest shit I've ever seen.
Thank you. Thank you. I said that too.
I saw it yesterday. You haven't seen it.
The video?
Yes.
You know, you saw the whole thing though?
The whole it's dope.
Yeah, see me. You were like me. I was like, they
he made that performance was art.
It was groundbreaking for hip-hop.
It was art.
That's the best hip-hop video I've ever
seen. He turned a song into a work of art.
Yeah.
The beat was cool. I think Rick Ruby did. The beat was nice.
No, Timbaland.
Beat was cool. It was Timbaland. Beat was cool. He had different artists in there.
Yeah.
He had writers,
movie makers,
movie directors, and dancers, and
all kinds of stuff.
It just visually.
Clothing designers.
Now, I want to see the video that the guy was videotaping it.
Yeah.
Like when that video actually comes out, what that's going to look like. Because we looked at it from a making of standpoint. We didn't see it from the actual
video. Wait, you hadn't seen the video?
No.
Oh, no, you hadn't seen the video?
No, I just saw that.
No, the video's out. The actual video.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Oh, I haven't seen that then.
No, I'm talking about this HBO special.
How long is it?
Not long at all. It's
like 12
15 minutes. Yeah.
No, I think that's the video.
That's it. Yeah. I thought there was going to be like another video.
I don't know.
Like a music video.
See, my attention span isn't that long. I'm not going to, you got it.
But that's why it was so short. That's why it was so short. It wasn't like Fade to Black, which is
super dope.
Yeah.
Fade to Black, like I watch just to inspire me sometimes.
Exactly. I used to watch it in the car and go home and make a beat.
Yeah. Yeah. Fade to Black is like one of my favorite.
I'm going to have to go home and look that up. I'll look it up.
You never seen Fade to Black?
No.
Oh. It'll make you look at Jay-Z differently. Even though I think a lot of that stuff was staged, it'll make you look at him differently, Rick Rubin differently. It'll make
Pharrell,
you look at
Kanye.
Pharrell. This was young Kanye.
You know
Kanye.
Pharrell got married and has a baby?
Congratulations to Pharrell.
Yeah. But they.
He has a son named Rocket.
Young Kanye was in there going hard with
Rocket
Lucifer.
Lucifer.
Man. Son
of the morning. No, the whatever greatest part of Fade to Black. My favorite part was when Jay-Z's looking through Beats, right, with Just Blaze, and he cannot find anything. And then I think it's What More Can I Say comes up. And you just see it in his eyes. He's just like, oh, shit. They're about to get this
work. He did
work.
It with Timbaland, too.
Oh,
Dirt off your shoulders.
Yeah.
That, I mean, he passed over a beat that Ludacris used, that Saturday beat.
Yeah.
And chose Dirt Off Your Shoulders.
And see, that's to me though, that Saturday was perfect for Ludacris. I wouldn't.
Oh yeah.
But I wouldn't have wanted Jay-Z on that.
Him or Outkast.
Yeah, like that's like Ludacris. People, I don't think he.
Ludacris, I think awesome. As an MC is underrated.
Very much so. Scale. I don't think he.
He's on a lot of people's top 10 lists.
He's on mine.
He was. I went back through his catalog the other day. Like I was listening to Word of Mouth, and
he
I was hit. Like,
"No, Word of Mouth was hard.
Oh my
Word of
God,
Mouth was the dopest."
Like. From beginning to end.
Yeah.
Like, even from, the introduction with the royal penis is clean, y'all. Like, the entire thing. That was
the most slept on hip-hop album.
I got a question. I heard, there was a song the Hustle Gang put out yesterday, and Mystical is on it. How you feel about Mystical?
I think Mystical's dope.
I love Mystical.
Do you think Mystical could come back? Because I got into a Twitter debate.
I saw him 2 years ago.
With Donnie Houston this morning, and Donnie said that Mystical can't come back.
Mystical's back.
Mystical can come
back. I don't think he's back, but I want him to be. I want a mixtape. Like
he's back on an underground level right now.
Yeah, he's back. You're saying can he get back to, you know, watch yourself?
Because Donnie said basically that Mystical doesn't have a sound right. Like his sound is too different to compete right now, and I think that's false.
I think it's false too. Did you hear him on the Wild Boy remix?
Sound, you got to hear him on this Hustle Game because they did Here I Go.
The Wild Boy remix.
The Here I Go beat.
Oh, word.
Well, they didn't redo it, but they kind of changed it a little bit. But he freaking marks it, and I was like, you know, I for one am completely down for a Mystical return, like a complete
he's coming
return.
Back. He'll be back. He'll be like a throwback.
It doesn't. I just need one good solid something out of him.
When he has his one commercial hit, he'll be back.
Because Mystical's like the man. He's the man, right, Chip?
I love him.
Mystical's dope. Hey, but back on Ludacris, aside from word of mouth, did anyone listen to his 2007 or 2008 album, Theater of the Mind? Theater of the Mind is the most slept on, I think, Ludacris album.
If
it's
you
so
could pick
dope.
Four artists to work with before the end of the year, and they were your picks of anybody that you wanted, and I mean like anybody, who would they be?
With dead or alive?
No, alive.
Just alive. Okay.
Pharrell as a rapper, because In My Mind was slept on.
Do you think that he would let somebody else produce for him?
But this is my
this is his dream list.
No, but that's a legitimate question.
No, I don't think so. Oh, you're asking him.
He would. If he did, he would have a lot of input.
Yeah.
Could you handle that?
Yeah.
For Pharrell?
Have you heard? Well, we probably had. Out My Mind, Questlove redid the entire In My Mind album with different musicians and just basically took that album to another level.
Mm-hmm.
He did it for Pharrell. I mean, I'm sure Pharrell had the final say-so on what things sounded like, but yeah, I think he'll do it. But it'd be Pharrell, Jay-Z, Currency.
Currency?
I like Currency.
Really?
I like Tony's voice and the way he has a terrible...
You're like the first person...
He has a terrible lisp, but it works.
You're the first person that's actually like, you know, besides like certain rappers or whatever, you know, like the pot people, but that's like they fuck with Currency like that.
Yeah. Probably I'm trying to get away from the super mainstream people. 3,000
Andre 3,000. Or not Outkast.
Andre 3,000.
Okay.
How many is that? Is that four?
That's four.
Number five would probably be Eminem.
Word. M would be dope.
Eminem.
Are you looking forward to the Marshall Mathers LP too?
I am, because it's Rick Rubin and Dr. Dre producing it.
Yeah. Did you hear the lead single? No. The Berserk.
Yes.
What'd you think about it?
I think it's not going to touch what's going to be on the album.
I think Eminem's first singles always are weird.
I want him.
Like
I don't know. I want him to tell what he's been going through. That's probably where I'm at. I
like that he's back to the bleach blonde hair.
Life.
I like that he's back to the hair.
Oh, okay. One excerpt. If people haven't heard of this, the most slept on hip hop album that's probably the best from start to finish is Tim's Bio, The Basement.
Oh, the first Tim album, right?
It wasn't the first. Well, I think Solo is when he had the Fat Rabbit on there with Ludacris.
Okay. Yeah.
That whole album. If you like Timbaland.
Yeah.
Timbaland, The Basement, Tim's Bio is the most slept on.
What's your favorite hip hop album of all time?
Ooh.
That's a really tough question.
Favorite hip hop album, man. Probably one that inspired me the most. When I think of hip hop, automatically pops in my head was, I'm going to say either College Dropout or...
It's a good choice.
Yeah. Either College Dropout or Aquemini.
Ooh, Aquemini's up there.
You know what? I've recently sat down and listened to Aquemini the entire way through. And
it's a work of art.
I don't think people listen to Outkast as much as they say they listen to Outkast.
Because if they heard Liberation...
They claim it. They're false
claimers. Because I'm like, you can't.
Spodeody Dobelicious and Liberation themselves...
Are amazing.
Are... they're timeless songs.
Just because that, and people don't ever pick up on what is sampled. Like, Wayne sampled Outkast so hard. Like, so hard. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, it didn't even change the words.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's Wayne.
And even, it was another song that he did like that. That was originally Music Soul Child song.
I'm surprised Lil Wayne knows words.
Did you see the interview he did with Katie?
Kirk?
Yeah.
No, I didn't watch it.
Did he have shades on?
No, he didn't, did he?
He actually spoke well.
Listen, Lil Wayne, if you talk to anybody that's from New Orleans, around the time where he was there, they say he was a nerd.
He says that. He was like, he said, he actually tells a story. He was like, he was on the honor roll, and Katie was like, well, what made you, you know, decide to leave school and get a GED? And he was like, my mama was walking past the room one morning, and I was putting my gun in my bag to go to school. And my mama was like, do you need it to go to school? He said his mama had bought the gun for him. And he was like, yeah. And he was like, do you not want me to take it? He's going to take it out. And she was like, no, if you have to have that to be protected, then I want you to have it. And he said she walked by, and then she came back and said, you know what? You're not going to school no more. Tell baby, and then you need to get a GED. So he got his GED.
Oh, wow.
And then he went to college. That's how that happened.
That's an interesting story.
Right.
His mom told him.
Yeah, the mom forced him out of high school.
But, I mean, in New Orleans, when he was there, it was dangerous. Like, it was, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then
I mean, he was
already
ward.
Platinum by that point. People knew who he was.
He was still going to high school as money. A platinum artist?
That's actually kind of...
He was 14!
Hey, that's kind of like, dope, though. Can you imagine something hard?
Like, when he first started, he was, like, 14, 15. Like, Wayne was platinum before he was 18.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, still in his
Wayne
20s, isn't he?
Yeah, Wayne was young.
But I'm trying to understand. I've been trying to figure out what happened to Lil Wayne, because I remember he was out, and then he had disappeared for a little while.
Uh-huh.
And then
came back.
It was
the greatest
summer jam I went
alive.
To in Dallas, and he had came out, and he looked totally different. I mean, like, real skinny and all that jazz. And something happened to Lil Wayne, because his lyrics changed completely. He went from wobbity wobbity to the best rapper alive. Literally went from wobbity wobbity to best rapper alive since the best rapper retired.
Taking over for the 99-2000, man. It's Cash Money Records.
I mean, Wayne was through a lot, though. Like, Wayne already had a baby by that point. He was married to Toya already then.
You know, I would have to put...
Like, Wayne was living a very grown life very early. Like, he had a wife and kids when he was, 18, 19 years old. And they was together. Like, even
then
while
he had
was,
a baby by Lauren London.
Well, but that's even, like, why,
shout
that was,
out.
Like, why he was still messing with
shout Nina out Weezy.
And messing with Trina and doing it openly. And Toya was just sitting at home, letting it go. That was before they even, you know, they split. Like, I mean.
The only thing, Lil Wayne's downfall is going to be.
Those mediocre albums he puts out?
And himself.
Yeah.
Like, he...
Well, he made another good point, though. He said that now when he goes back to New Orleans, you know, instead of it being as violent as the New Orleans nature was, like, kids are out there skateboarding now. And, I mean, shit.
The black hippie movement is real.
And it's a good thing. Like, it's
peaceful.
Yeah, like, they want to skateboard instead of shoot. Then, damn it, let them skateboard.
Let them skateboard.
Like, it's history repeating
you know
itself.
What I'm saying?
This happened in the 89. I wasn't there. I'm just 89, 90. What happened? Who we have? Native Tongues, mm-hmm. Tribe Called Quest,
De La.
But that's kind of where music is getting like it's
back
getting back to being more competitive. How rap was, you know, back in the day, and music is kind of getting better right now. Like it's getting a little
I'm
better.
I'm not mad at music. I'm not mad at
radio. Is killing it though.
I don't listen to 97.9 personally.
I don't either.
So,
radio is commercial radio. Something's gonna have to happen.
But if you go, it's funny though because if you go, I'm gonna give you a perfect example. The Young Dro, fuck that bitch. That I heard that song.
You played that Monday.
In March. March, April. It just got here. Like it just like that song is so old, but it just got here.
Oh, yeah. And you want to talk about radio being bad? I was in New York for a month in December. Hot 97.
Trash.
It's just as bad as it. It worse. They played.
But Nicki Minaj did the same. She said that when she went to the Breakfast Club, she was like, y'all don't break records till they already broke. Like, I'm here and you don't even have my new stuff lined up to play it while I'm here. And that's true. But it's like, how do you, I guess the question is now, instead of complaining about radio, how, what do you do about it? How do we fix it?
You can't. It's a corporation. Radio One owns basically every black radio
station.
That's
why y'all should tune into the podcast and send your music here.
Black.
Frankly.
You can't change a corporation until the corporation is ready to change. When people stop listening, that's when they change. But people don't want to stop listening because they play quote-unquote popular music.
I mean, you hear the same seven songs. And then Houston is bad at the fact that they only have one station. Like, at least in Dallas, they have two.
And they're both bad.
I mean, yeah, but
they play the same things.
No, Dallas is just bad in general.
No,
they play the same. They play the same thing.
No, you except can for you, between stations Peaches, and then you hear the same song.
Because you're Dallas's greatest export.
I probably am.
I was there when 97.9,
the beat started.
First
I remember
came out.
That.
No commercials.
No commercials. They it was when a rapper owned it. A rapper was funneling the money on it. I remember that because we used to play it in the house. We had an intercom system.
They played.
So we used to play it in the house all the time.
Notorious Thugs. Mm-hmm. I used to listen just to hear Notorious Thugs. But then Radio One bought them. And Radio One owns both radio stations.
I mean, it's like
Dallas.
It's like there's only like two like major radio companies, right? Radio One and Clear Channel, right?
Yeah.
Those are only two.
But I mean, I don't
so
know.
So radio is just a big monopoly, pretty much.
That's all it is, and you can't change it until it's ready to change. Because they were talking about that, too. It's funny. On High 97 in the morning, they were talking about how bad it is. People were calling in, talking to the program director. He was like, it's not like I'm pulling these songs out of a hat. He
said, yeah.
These are coming up from
corporate.
The most popular songs. I guess they do polls or something.
No, they pick. Yeah,
they
probably
the most spins or something.
And somewhere. Most requested. Yeah. So when they get the songs, at the time, All Go That, All Go and Everything was the most played song out.
Even that story that DJ DMD told about how 25 Lighters got on the radio.
Just like
it almost haunts me because I'm like, well, damn.
Why can't they do that now?
Yes. The story was, when he took the 25 lighters, he
unmastered.
Took it unmastered to a friend, and this was
who was
this
the
was
DJ?
Out Kiki's yeah, this was out Kiki's verse to a friend
Holy
who
man.
Worked at the radio station.
It was with Kiki.
Oh,
it was just like it was like Kiki like recorded a verse before, but went back and redid it.
Yeah,
it was like something
he took
like that.
It to the dude at the station just to let him hear it. He was like, before he even made it back to his destination, it was already on the radio and it was the most requested song
because it jammed.
Right, but like people can't do that now. Like, if you know what I'm saying, it's like if I like the song and you can't take it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, so like the DJ just ended up playing it three or four times that night, whoever the DJ was at 97.9 at the time, and then the song blew up because of it. But like you're saying, stuff like that can't happen now.
Correct? I guess.
Is that what you're saying, Peaches?
I mean, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
All right, well, enough of other people's music. King Henry, so you have the project out that you released earlier. Are you working on anything now or what?
Yeah, I'm actually working with individual artists, a lot of some local, some New York, California. But it's funny, just the other day, I had a meeting up at Music World.
Okay, yeah.
With a whole bunch of artists and different people that really want things to change. And came up with a solution that, I mean, it's going to be a new hip-hop scene, and we're basically going to start it. Hip-hop.
Yeah.
Rap.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop. And you'll be seeing some things probably within the next couple of months that hopefully brings attention to hip-hop in Houston.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Knife Wonder, like I said, was here, and one of the guys in the meeting was with him, and he Knife basically called him out like, hey, Houston doesn't have it. Where is it at? He was like, well, they got it. Here, we got this person. And they were like, what? Well, then that's even worse because your problem is y'all don't work together.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
Too.
That's even worse than not having it. So basically we said, forget that. We're going to, not even for Knife, it's kind of lit a fire. Hey, let's do this thing. And some things to come down the pipeline.
Look at that. King Henry plotting moves, trying to start a new empire.
No, it's not just me. It's
but there has to be someone who's going to be the king, and why not it be Henry? So let people know where they can reach you on social media and whatnot.
At,
emails.
Yeah, at KNG.
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 No, that bothered me so much a couple days ago. I was looking for it so much.
It was already taken.
King Henry, you still can't.
It was already taken at the time. But KNG, Henry IV, on both Twitter and Instagram.
King Henry the Fourth.
Yes.
You should have put a number one as I.
That wasn't cool then.
Yeah, I mean that was
not
a
then.
Ghetto.
I was on Instagram when it first came out. So.
What an Instagram man.
Oh, you special. Like
when the iPhone when everybody had at the time everybody had Blackberries.
I remember that because it was my sister got it and she kept sending me edited pictures of myself. And I was like, what are you using? And she was like, you don't have an iPhone. Don't worry about it. So then I had to go put it on
when
my
the iPhone
iPod
was innovative. we'll move on.
He's not team iPhone, he's team the other thing.
I'm team innovation.
So, you don't even
have the name of the phone?
Anymore. What do you have now?
Galaxy S4.
He's got the Galaxy S4. That's probably the second most popular phone on the market, I would say.
To what?
To the iPhone. I think there are more iPhone users, right?
There are more iPhone users, but it's not more.
That doesn't mean
it's not more popular.
I would just
Apple don't pay me so.
Apple doesn't pay me, but I've had the iPhone since the first generation of the iPhone. To the 5 now.
I switched to iPhone because it was cheaper to upgrade to the iPhone than it was the new BlackBerry.
BlackBerries
are sucky.
I'm going to tell you why.
I love my BlackBerry. I'm going to tell you
what made my decision to switch.
You had the Tilt. You remember that?
I had the iPhone.
You had a pocket PC.
Had the first iPhone. Had the 3G. Had the 3GS. Had the 4. Had the 4S. I've been with them when it wasn't cut, copy, paste, and a video camera.
Yeah,
so
same here.
Waiting on
multimedia messages.
Right. Waiting on these features is like, in 2013, 2012, you shouldn't have to wait on these features anymore. So when I saw, I had the 4S. Then when I saw the 5 was getting ready to come out, I said, okay, let me see what's going on. It's going to change the game. Nope. I saw it. I was like,
nope.
That's the end of an era.
So, I like the 5.
And then I got the Galaxy S3, which put the 5 to shame.
I keep hearing that, but I just don't have time to learn how to work another phone.
But the thing is, there's things you wish you can do.
Like what?
Just the other day.
If I can cut,
like have an iPod on your phone?
Take a picture and take.
Oh, here we go.
I'm one of them, dog. I get it. I'm not a techie.
Check it out. Okay, but for people who are techies, why shouldn't you be able to send me a file of any sort, music, movies, videos, by that and by Bluetooth?
I don't even know how to turn my Bluetooth on.
Well, no. The iOS 7 have AirDrop now. Which is the same thing.
I have iOS 7. What is the AirDrop?
5S has that.
I've had the iOS since June. Yeah.
And that does.
iOS is what messed up my phone. I lost 1,000 pictures. 10 years ago.
Why didn't you just wait? I told you to reset your phone.
Yeah.
I told you that. Remember when I got mine done?
I told you not to do it.
Okay, whatever. Blame me.
Especially when it's about to come out. You just greedy. You mad?
Yes, I am mad. Oh, I didn't lose that.
Yeah, dumbass.
I lost 1,000 pictures, but I need
to kill him again.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
But. Basically,
but what do you think of the iPhone 5S and 5C?
It's
basically a slap in the face to anybody who's been with the iPhone from day one. There's no reason why the NFC technology shouldn't be on the iPhone already.
That now the iPhone 5C
can you explain?
Looks a little funny.
NFC?
Yeah.
NFC technology is what is on the 3 and mostly all the Galaxies. Where let's say I'm at a gas pump. That has the NFC tech. No, the touch. I can pay for gas just by touching my phone.
Oh.
Or I can send you a picture or a video or anything.
So
just
you got
by touching.
Bump.
No. No, ma'am. It's not bump. It's you can send anything.
I don't want somebody else touching my phone. What if they touch their phone with my phone to get something they ain't supposed to get?
But you have to accept it.
Oh. That's too much.
But again, the Galaxy S3, it was already out when the 5 came out, and it still beat it.
Only I don't like about.
So what's the 5C? They're not making them no
5C,
more.
5C, no. 5C is a colorful one, and it's cheaper.
It's colorful.
Wait, yeah, it's different colors.
Different colors.
Like teal, pink, yellow,
it's like blue, teal, yellow, and the
change of color.
And the 5S is basically the. Okay, you got Acura, you got Honda.
Same thing.
Same thing. The 5S is the Honda. Wait, I mean, it's Acura.
They did all of this shit to do that?
And nothing and the changed.
Do you think
they would have done that if Steve Jobs was still alive? Yeah. That's a relevant question. Yeah,
I think so, because the innovation for the iPhone just dropped before he died. And he was there the entire time. Now, I think what happened was they put...
But you can't deny that the iPhone changed the entire game.
It started the game.
It started the game. But the inventor typically doesn't end up always doing it the best. But here's the thing.
They put too many resources into the iPad. That's what happened.
Because the iPad's a big-ass phone.
The iPad got so dope, they said, man, let's not slip up on that. And they messed around and slipped up on the phone.
I don't know if they slipped up on the phone. I mean, I don't think the iPhone's gotten any worse.
I mean, but you still use...
But it hasn't gotten any better.
The iOS operating systems continue to get better.
Well, granted,
iOS 7 as a user, but you have the early beta.
I had the beta. When I first got the beta version, the only reason it didn't really work that well was because the apps didn't support it.
Yeah.
It was too advanced. Now that they've upgraded the beta version more, it's not that bad. But, I mean...
The operating system should be way more, and the phone itself should be way further than it is today.
I don't know.
I mean, I remember I was excited when the picture mail. Remember you had the little camera on the...
Yeah.
That was what, 2 years ago?
The camera on the what?
What, when you could send picture mail?
Yeah.
No, that was like 2-3.
Think of what we're talking about.
On the iPhone?
2-3 years. Remember when the little icon got on there?
Oh, yeah.
You can take pictures.
See, yeah, when everybody first switched to the iPhone, I still had my BlackBerry. And my BlackBerry was probably better than
the
iPhone.
And then when people...
All right. This is what I have to say. All right. I'm going to say this, but we're running out of time here. But the iPhone, like you said, started the game, right? And I think that it's still the benchmark to every phone to what every phone is compared to. Whether the Galaxy S4 is better... Whether you, DJ Motai shakes his head, whether Peaches likes Blackberries, which God only knows why.
Before the iPhone, what was the, in the Motorola Razr? The Motorola Razr did.
The Razr, I remember when the Razr came out, it was like $500.
Razr was a flip phone.
But Nokia's used to be really on top too.
But now
you have the iPhone, and there will never be another iPhone.
The reason the iPhone changed the game,
because
from day one, they said there would be no buttons besides the home button. And then from there, the technology that they put into it from day one is what set them. They were 5-6 years ahead of any phone, and Samsung basically said, "Well, we'll cut that in half," and they called them in like 2 or 3 because the Galaxy S2 is trash.
Apple sued Samsung to the three or something.
It's like Grand Theft Auto 2 to 3,
right?
but somebody
sued each other,
right?
Yeah. But Apple, no.
They didn't.
Well, no, Samsung had to pay him $1 billion.
They sued them. They sued each other. Apple lost overseas. No, Apple won domestically. Yeah, Apple lost here.
Won over there.
They
paid them $1 billion.
But that was only because they actually stole certain things.
Yeah.
It wasn't a whole bunch, but they stole like key things because Samsung made the screens for the iPhones.
From one to the four,
I think.
Yeah.
They actually made the screen. So basically, they sat through the blueprints for
and
4 years.
Like, yeah, let me
It was like, well,
this,
shit, let's do it.
For the computers, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, but yeah, I remember they paid $1 billion to Apple, but they did it kind of jerkily, and they paid it all in nickels. Did you hear about that? They had 6 or 7 trucks pull up to Apple headquarters in Silicon Valley full of nickels.
I heard that.
Yeah. DJ Candlestick told me about that. But with all that being said, King Henry, we appreciate you coming on. Tell him your Twitter and Instagram one more time.
Twitter is at KNGHenryIV for Twitter and Instagram.
And you can check King Henry out every Monday night, just as you. When you're listening to this, this Monday, King Henry will be at the Debonair Lounge along with myself. And shout out to Tay Mitch. Peaches will be there too. Cafe 4212 at 4212 Alameda. King Henry, we appreciate you coming on, sir.
Make sure
y'all go check out King Henry's production. He's definitely probably one of the best producers here in the city. And with that being said,
if they want to reach you one more time, or your email, what's your email?
My email is kinghmusic@gmail.com. I have a Bandcamp if you want to see
go ahead with the Bandcamp, yeah.
KingHenry.bandcamp.com.
Nice.
And yeah. And he turned it off, I think.
Well, there we go. All right, everybody. Make sure y'all tune in next week. We appreciate King Henry for coming through. Peaches, any closing words? Oh, sorry. Peace.